Good morning. My name is Reverend Donna Gunter, and I am pleased to lead you in prayer this morning. Our scripture comes from Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, and it reads, "One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 in the afternoon. Now, a man crippled from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John, and said, 'Look at us.' So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, 'Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk.' Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him." I would like to talk for a few moments from the topic, "In the Name of Jesus." Have you ever really taken the time to consider and to wonder what it must have been like to be one of Jesus's disciples, to live life with him, to walk with him, to experience the things that Jesus experienced, and to be up close and personal as Jesus performed many miracles, signs, and wonders? To know that you were walking with the one whom God sent into the world because he still so loved us. And to hear Jesus say over and over and over again to people that it was their faith that made them whole. And also when he came back and would tell the disciples that he was just doing the work that the Father had given him to do. Then that same Jesus is killed in a traumatic and a dramatic way. And I can only imagine that the disciples were like, "Oh my goodness, is it over? Has it all come to an end?" But then they encounter Jesus in a room and he breaks bread, and they're reminded that he said to them that the Christ must suffer and die, but in 3 days he will be raised. I can imagine they were just like in such awe. And then they encounter Jesus again on a mountain. And Jesus gives them their instructions. He says to them, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all people, baptizing them in the name of the Father and in the Son and in the Holy Spirit, and teaching them all that I have commanded you. And lo, I will be with you to the very ends of the age." Oh my God, what a promise, what a assurance that they must have felt. And then Jesus told them to go to Jerusalem and wait for the gift that the Father was going to send. And they did. In obedience, they went and they were gathered together in an upper room. They were praying mightily. And I know they must have been wondering, what is this gift that Jesus was talking about? And probably just at that moment, all of a sudden, the rushing wind came in, tongues of fire began to sit on them, and they began to speak in languages that were not known to them, but were known to the people who had gathered. And all the people that were gathered heard all about Jesus Christ, and they were so touched and so inspired that 3,000 of them gave their lives on that day and were baptized in the name of Jesus. I can only imagine that when Peter and John encountered this crippled man there at the temple gate called Beautiful, that all of this came rushing back to Peter's mind. Not only all that they experienced and all that they heard Jesus say, but I think that he also probably thought about the time when Jesus and him and the disciples met this paralyzed man at the sheep gate. And this man who had been paralyzed and had been coming to the sheep gate and to the pool, wanting to be healed. And Jesus says to him, Jesus says to him, do you want to be healed? Because he told Jesus that people kept coming before him and he didn't have the opportunity to get in. But Jesus just cut through it and said, do you want to be healed? He tells the man to get up, take up his mat and walk. And the man does. And he goes forth and he's praising God and telling the people. And so I can imagine that this is what came to Peter's mind as he's standing there with John in front of this crippled man. And I think he also probably remembered that Jesus said that if you have faith in me, and if you believe in the miracles and the things that I have done, that you can ask anything in my name and it shall be done for you. He said, greater things will they do. And so as Peter was thinking about these things rushing through his mind, I believe that emboldened by the Holy Spirit, he looked at that man, he told him to look at him, and he tells him, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I will give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. And the man, he reaches out his hand to take the man to help him up. The man's legs and his feet and his ankles get strong. He jumps up and begins praising God. They go into the temple and he's praising God. And I can just imagine what Peter must have thought and said, I remember and I did it. That Jesus said that I have power and authority. Jesus said that I can reach out and I can take rule and dominion over certain situations. I can heal. I can remove illnesses and diseases. I can do all things in the name of Jesus. And so, my friends, I say to you this morning that we too have been sealed with the precious Holy Spirit. We too have been given the power and the authority in Jesus' name. We too can go forth and change situations in this world. We can, in the name of Jesus, transform this world into the kingdom of God. And so I invite you on today to reach out your hand, to touch some family members, to touch your children, to touch people on your job, to just touch and go forth and walk around and claim in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that these things will change and I will see situations transform, people be healed in our midst. And so go forth and do this on this day. Be reminded that we are the ones whom God has now sent into this world to be the hands and feet and to make things that seem impossible possible. Let us pray. Gracious and almighty God, we come before you this morning, joined together in virtual space, but gathered together in your name. And we know that we have the ability to transform this world. We have the ability to change situations. And so in the name of Jesus, I say that we will go forth and we will touch every government official. We will, whether we can reach out and touch them or whether we do it in virtual, but we will say, in the name of Jesus, you will make decisions based on your community. You will make decisions that will enhance the life of the people that have been put under your care. I say right now that we can stretch out our hands and say, in the name of Jesus, and touch our children. And we will say that whatever and anything that thinks that it can come before them, whatever weapon thinks that it can take our children out, it will not happen in the name of Jesus. I pray right now that we will reach out our hands and we will say in the name of Jesus, the situations that are coming against our African-American men and boys, that is canceled. That assignment is canceled in the name of Jesus. I pray right now that as we reach out our hands and touch our job, situations on our job, and consider the things that are going on our job and all around us, that we will say in the name of Jesus, we have control, we have command, and we will say that it is done. Whatever it is, whatever weapons, whatever it is that decides that it's going to have a stronghold in our lives, in our community, in our nation, we cast it out right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that we will just realize that all power and authority is in our hands. God, I pray that we will take control of every situation. I pray, God, that we will change this world that seems to be going out of control, and we will bring it in control in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning. And I invite you to meet us on Sunday in person or on Facebook Live, YouTube, or on our website as we celebrate the birthday of our pastor. It would be so great, and I know she would love to see so many people in person. I also invite you to come again next Wednesday and meet us here as we gather at 7:14 for prayer. Thank you for joining us. Have a blessed and prosperous day. And in the name of Jesus, take control. Hallelujah and amen.